Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's say hello to a lady with something on her wrist. What's happening, Nikki Friedman, brand manager for Fitbit South Africa?
Oh, good. Thank you for having me.
This is so cool. You brought this into the country, and it's really big. I mean, I know a lot of people that have these Fitbits on their wrists. Like, you've done a good job in the past few years.
Well, thanks. We've been trying really hard to promote the brand and for people to understand how tech and fitness can relate to one another. So it's really an exciting brand, and our consumers are loving it.
Well, it is great. I think it's you know, it takes a little bit of time for people to wrap their heads around the idea that tech and sort of, you know, walking or running, like, sort of can, you know, work with each other hand in hand. So just taking a complete step back, I mean, for someone that has walked into an Incredible Connection or an iced or whatever and has seen these devices that you can put around your wrist, what are they actually about? What do they do?
Okay, so Fitbit is a device that is all about health and wellness. So for someone who is not sure about where to start exercising, how to do it, how to get fitter, healthier, more active, it's a device that fits around your wrist. Mm. You can also get devices that clip onto your pocket or for ladies in between their bra straps. And it starts to track your daily activity. So it tracks your steps, your distance, your calories. It even tracks your sleep.
Wow. How does it know all of this, though? Because that's the first question I think a lot of people ask, is how does this thing on my wrist know how long I'm sleeping for or what the calorie intake for me is for the day? Like, how does it figure that out?
Well, it's got an altimeter in, and it's the way it's designed. So, I mean, it doesn't know what calories you're putting in. That you'll have to log yourself.
Yeah.
It can't say I've eaten some McDonald's ice creams or anything like that. But that you input yourself, and you can start to see the calories you consume versus the calories you actually burn while you're walking.
Mm.
So we all wonder, why are we putting on weight? Why are we getting slightly, or the scale is saying we're getting slightly larger? And calories in versus calories out, if you're putting in more than you're putting out or you're burning off, you know, why are you putting on weight?
Now, what's really great, and it's amazing, you know, as advanced as we are as human beings, and, you know, we're phenomenal and we can go to space and everything, a lot of the time we're not really fully conscious of or connected to how much or little exercise we're actually doing. So we think, oh, I must be doing X amount of steps in a day. And for you, it must be really interesting to see people who start tracking the exercise that they're doing and realizing either I'm doing a lot more than I thought that I was, or either I'm doing a lot less. But our personal internal barometer is actually very off a lot of the time.
Yeah, we see a lot of people in this day and age sitting at their desks, typing on their computers, and they're not actually remembering to move. And some of the new features on Fitbit are reminders to move. So every hour your wrist buzzes, and it reminds you to get up and take 250 steps if you haven't done so already. We also see that, or the World Health Organization suggests that you do 10,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
And we've seen that people are actually aiming to do those steps every day. And we hear stories of people walking around their bedroom at night just to get those extra steps, those extra last few steps to get to that 10,000. Mm. So I think once people actually realize how many steps they're taking in a day, they actually strive to take more steps on a daily basis.
Which obviously leads to living longer, it leads to less health complications, all of that stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I've got a Fitbit with me here. This is a very sexy looking device. I don't remember them looking this good. This is cool.
Yeah, so the one that you're looking at there is called the Charge HR. And Fitbit launched that about a year ago. It was the first wearable device to have heart rate measured on your wrist.
Hmm.
And they've termed this trademark Pure Pulse technology, which means that it measures your heart rate 24/7. And Pure Pulse technology is all about when you wake up in the morning, you know what your true resting heart rate is.
Yeah.
And if you know what your true resting heart rate is, you know what your training zones are supposed to be.
Mm.
You know where you're going to burn fat. You know where you're going to hit your cardio zones and your peak zones. So you have to have a baseline, which is your resting heart rate, in order to get the best out of your training.
So this is where it gets really interesting, because a lot of the time we think in order to be, you know, to look a certain way or to have a certain aesthetic, it just means hours and hours in the gym. But actually, it's about empowering yourself with information about your own body that can enable you to spend less time in the gym but look better because you're kind of just a little bit more connected to what the body's saying because you've got the tech that's kind of enabling you to do that, right?
Absolutely. And I think it's not only just about the heart rate, it's also about sleep. So because it measures sleep, you can measure whether you're sleeping your good 8 hours a night. And if you're not, potentially cut out the caffeine before you go to sleep. Maybe not watch TV before you go to sleep, rather read a book. So it's about being able to amend your lifestyle to get yourself fitter, healthier, and more well.
Now, the heart rate monitor on your wrist is actually a really big deal because, you know, my recollections of measuring a heart rate properly has been to wear like a sports bra kind of vibe thing and then connect it to this and that and the next thing. I mean, you do it at the gym on the treadmill, it's never accurate. Yeah. And it's never an indication of what your heart rate is in throughout the day. How have you seen this sort of change people's lives for the better, working in this business every single day?
So, yeah, I mean, it's all about ditching the strap because people only wear that strap when they're at gym. So you want to know what you're doing during the day and what your heart rate is doing during the day. It's about burning fats in your daily activities if you're going for a walk around the block or you're going for a walk in the shopping center. So it's about a 24/7 monitoring of your daily activity.
So I get a Fitbit HR and it's going to tell me a couple of things. First is this heart rate, which it's going to log, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's an app, you connect to your phone, right?
It connects to your phone, Apple, Android, Windows, anything with Bluetooth 4.0 and upwards, connects to your computer, so anyone should be able to use it.
So the Fitbit Charge HR becomes the bay of the phone, and then the two of them hang out and they have conversations about you and your heart rate. So it gives you that, but then it also starts to track your activity and your workouts from kind of, you know, the steps you're taking to the floors that you're climbing, to how much time stuff is taking. So that's the second aspect. And then the final aspect, I'm in class now, and I have the Fitbit Charge HR in front of me, and it actually does a really good job of telling you what it does, is the monitoring sleep. I mean, outside of that, what else could we even want something like this to do, right?
So what's very exciting is a new technology called SmartTrack. And this is all about you going for a run and not having to actually tell the device that you're going for a run. It automatically logs the fact that you've gone for a run. So if you've run or walked on or gone on the elliptical machine at gym for more than 10 to 15 minutes, it will start to log it automatically.
Wow.
So that's quite exciting. And the newer devices actually have call notification, so you can see who's calling you, you can see who's texting you,
yeah.
And the new Fitbit Blaze, which launched 2 weeks ago, you can get your calendar notifications.
Huh.
So for me, someone who's always late for many meetings, I like to get that buzz on my wrist to say your next meeting's starting, off you go.
It's really, really cool. In terms of it being user-friendly and that, I mean, how much time is it going to take for you to integrate this into your life and to figure out how the app works and connects and, you know, to start getting it all working?
Yeah, so I think that's one of my rules as a brand manager. I look after many technology accessories in this country, and one of my rules is that you need to be able to set up a device quite easily.
Yeah.
And that it can't be complicated for anyone who's, you know, not necessarily technologically advanced. So it's downloading an app, and Fitbit takes you through step by step on how to set it up with pictures, with images. Click here, log it there, what's your name kind of thing, and you're ready to go. So I think they're really easy devices to set up.
And then in terms of how long this lasts or how you charge it or how it gets its energy.
So you plug it in.
Fitbit, I'm looking at you right now. How do you keep up with all these people trying to get the information out of you?
So you plug it into your USB port, like you plug in almost any technology accessory, phone. And it lasts about 5 to 7 days, depending on how much you use it. But the battery life is really good on these devices, and it makes it easy to use if you're only charging it once a week.
Mm. I have to tell you, it's a very sexy looking device as well, and I like that it doesn't have a giant screen that's trying to tell you a million and one different things. It's kind of just like putting on a wristband, and it looks pretty cool. And obviously you're big on fashion, and how, you know, fashion and technology come together, and you wear this everywhere, right?
So at the moment, I've got one on each arm.
Huh.
So I'm wearing the new Fitbit Blaze, which we launched a few weeks ago.
Cool.
And the Fitbit Alter, which is on my right wrist over here. This launched today in South Africa. We're really excited. And we talk about fashionability because they've got interchangeable watch straps.
Cool.
So you can change them out for leather bands. So you can wear this to the gym, and then when you come out from the gym, you change it to a leather strap, and you can wear it out to dinner, wear it out to a party with your friends. So you don't have to worry, is it going to match your outfit? Is it going to look good with my daily lifestyle?
And actually, you know what? I think it's not the end of the world to be walking around with a Fitbit on your wrist, because at least people know that you take your exercise seriously. Whether you're doing your 10,000 steps or not, you come across like that. Producer Kat, if you went on a Tinder date and the Oak had the Fitbit on, it would impress you, right? Because it means he's taking his health a little bit more seriously than usual, huh?
Mm-mm, nobody wants a flabby brother.
Exactly, yeah. So if you see a potential bae and bae has the Fitbit, at least you know you're signing up for someone who gives a damn about their heart rate.
I'd get a matching one so we could like work out together and be like,
absolutely.
Matchy match.
And that's one of the great things about Fitbit is you connect with your friends.
Oh, cool.
And you challenge one another to get fit, active. Huh. And it's quite exciting because you can actually taunt one another.
Look at that, huh? Getting rid of the fat people one at a time.
I'll choose that over a wedding ring. I'll just be like, give me a Fitbit.
I dig it. Now, in terms of choosing the right Fitbit for you, how would you suggest someone who is getting into Fitbit for the first time pick out which one best suits their lifestyle?
So there are a multitude of Fitbits, and we hope that the retailers in South Africa are able to help you with choosing or selecting a device that's good for you. So an individual who just wants to get off the couch, get active, get healthy, the Fitbit Flex or the Fitbit Alta is really good. If you want to be a little bit more active and you want to measure your heart rate, the Charge HR or the Blaze are both great models because they measure your heart rate 24/7. And then there's a model called the Fitbit Surge. Now, this has GPS tracking.
That's the one you launched today.
No,
that's the Surge. Okay.
We launched that about a year ago.
Okay, yeah.
But it's really cool, and that is the GPS tracking. So for someone who does multi-sport activity, slightly more fit, wants to have that GPS on their wrist. So we've basically got something for everyone.
But this is all online, right?
Absolutely.
All the information around Fitbit is on the internet, on the website, which is, I would imagine, just Fitbit.com.
Absolutely.
Power.
And they even have a help section where it says what is the right Fitbit for you.
It's very, very cool because, you know, people are fundamentally lazy. You got to tell them exactly how it's going to incorporate into their life. But it looks really, really dope. Wrap it up with some final words on just what this product has done for you in the life and times of Nikki Friedman, how it's helped you out.
So I think it's all about me understanding who I am and what my fitness levels are and how do I better myself from a day-to-day activity level. So I believe I've gotten fitter. I believe I've gotten more well and become more aware of what I'm doing in my daily life.
This is the thing. If you can make a change and if you can do a few more steps every day to live a better life, then you've got to get the tools that are going to enable you to do that. And Fitbit certainly seems like one of them. Nikki, thank you so much for hanging out. It's Fitbit.com to find out all info. And then they sell them like loads of places, right?
Absolutely. Incredible Connection, Dion Wyatt, iStore, Total Sports, Sportsman's Warehouse. The list goes on.
Power. That's Nikki Friedman there, the brand manager for Fitbit in South Africa. Nikki, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
It's about 10 steps out the studio, then 15 steps down the stairs. But you're welcome anytime you want to use our stairs to come hang out with the Fitbit.
Absolutely.
Nikki, thanks for hanging out. Nikki Hellman on CliffCentral.com.